I've had all the Labor councillors that were on before ringing up apologising, and even a couple of the Liberal ones, you know, but they had to vote with company policy.
Just to let our listeners know too, the Blacktown Council now has a Liberal mayor, so a number of things have changed,
yes.
Haven't they?
Yes.
One of the first things that this new mayor did, has he stopped welcomes to country art or acknowledgements to country?
From what I can gather, he stopped both. Even at their last council meeting, they said a prayer and registered the Queen and everything like that, but no acknowledgement to country.
You've been doing the welcomes,
yes,
in the area for many years.
Yes.
So did that include Blacktown Council?
Oh, yeah, I was doing a lot for Blacktown Council.
So since this new mayor has come in, Len Robinson, have you been asked to do any welcomes for Blacktown Council?
No.
But you're still doing welcomes for other organisations.
Yes.
Do you mind? I'm going to read so our listeners have an idea of the extent of some of the things that are being said just from this article,
yep,
that's come from the Blacktown Advocate. And I quote one paragraph, and it was written by Ben McClellan. The move comes amid accusations those recognised as Darug elders were committing ethnic fraud and had no legitimate claim to being descendants of Blacktown's Aborigines, unquote. Have you spoken with Ben McClellan?
Yes, I have.
Okay, and
we called a meeting with him and brought him out to our centre and explained the Darug history to him. He didn't know it. But in saying that, he's slightly changed his tune a bit too.
Since this?
Mm.
So he's written this article before,
yeah,
he had any knowledge of Darug history in,
yep,
the area?
We had a big day down at the centre where we, with the Blacktown Community Services,
mm-hmm,
we brought all Aboriginal children that are in foster care,
okay,
out for the day, and he fronted up, and we invited the son and the advocate to come, and he fronted up, and I thought he was doing an interview for the day, till he brought in about Blacktown Council. That stunned me.
So had you heard anything about this decision yet?
Not till he told me.
Did Blacktown Council contact you at all to speak to you about this?
No.
So when this journalist told you about it, and he's got this article out, and they're those two lines that I quoted before, and I'm curious as to who's saying that there's ethnic fraud, because this journalist doesn't attribute it to anybody. So my only assumption is that he is saying it. So what did you do then, Aunt?
Then we rang the mayor up and we asked for a meeting with the mayor, and he told us that it would come from the state government and it was part of policy to find out about the Aboriginal groups in the area and God knows what. And then I spoke to John Robinson from the Labor and he said it was dirty politics, and, you know, I thought, I didn't know where to go then.
Were they talking about the Department of Aboriginal Affairs? Or?
Yes, yeah. I think so, yeah.
So while this stuff is going on, for you and for the Darug Tribal Aboriginal Corporation, for all the work you're doing with communities, etc., and with government organisations, has everything just been happening as normal?
We've had a lot of people talking about it and a lot of people complaining that we should have a rally and this and that, but we've been advised just to sit back and bide our time, because while you keep bringing it up, you're stirring up a hornet's nest.
Because there have been claims to particular Aboriginal land councils, you know, talking with Blacktown Council about Darug elders. How do you feel about this? Because, I mean, by saying they're not recognising Darug people as traditional owners, and we're talking multiple generations here, for me, it begs the question is, well, who are you and what right do you have to tell me I'm from this land or not?
Well, they're all from Bega, Cowra, around that area, part of Metropolitan down in Sydney. Some of them are family. They've come out here. And when they took over what we call Darug Land Council now, it was called Darug Medical Centre. So they then changed the name to Darug. myself and a few of my family went to join, there's about five of us, the land council, and we were told to sit outside the meeting, and we sat there for an hour and a half while they had a meeting inside. And when we walked in, everybody in that room refused to recognise us. And there was quite a few people there that my sister knew and a couple of people I knew. They all refused to acknowledge us. And all our paperwork, they said to me, was a figment of the white man's imagination.
So are they basically saying to you that you're not from the... I mean, it sounds like they're disputing you as a First Nations woman, as an Aboriginal woman.
Yes, and I took them to the Anti-Discrimination Board.
Yep.
And I was told to go and reapply, but don't use the word Derek. And I said, I'm not going to do that, and I didn't do it.
Well, what are you supposed to say you are then?
Oh, I'd probably be supposed to use my clan, which is the Baru Barongal.
Okay.
From the Hawkesbury area to the Blacktown area.
Okay. What's the issue with Darug then? Is it with Darug Nation? Is it with Darug people? Is it...
Well, I don't know, because the Darug Nation goes from up the mountains, out to Picton, out to the Hawkesbury, right down to Sydney Harbour.
Mm.
That is what we call the Darug Nation.
Yeah.
And I'm not just talking about a couple of clans, I'm talking about quite a few clans.
So in that room in Darubbin Land Council, that day when they said, you know, sit outside and then no one would recognise you, were there any other Darug people in there?
No.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Darug person was allowed to join it.
And there's quite a few Darug people living in Blacktown area? Like...
Well, we have got 900 members and 20,000 names on our books. Yeah, and Blacktown has the biggest number of Aboriginal people living in New South Wales.